I love the book of Psalms because the Psalter, that is the 150 prayers that make up that part of the Old Testament, articulate what it is to live a human life well. And I do not think it's accidental that the very first word of the Psalter is the word happy. Happy. Socrates, Plato, Aristotle all said the following: that every human being on the face of the earth desires happiness, and everything that they seek to do is to attain that end, to live a happy life. Plato and Aristotle went on to teach that there are four levels of happiness. The first level is very basic. It's called material happiness, and we all need that level of happiness: shelter, food, clothing, health. And these things are fundamental to living well. But the problem is that if you make level one happiness your end, then you'll be unhappy, because those things can never in the end truly satisfy us. So they go on to talk about level two happiness, and this is called ego-comparative happiness. It's the comparison game. You're here, but if I'm just a little bit higher than you, I'm going to be happier than you are because I'm ahead of you. And again, Plato, Aristotle would say, many people can live their lives thinking that that's all that matters, is comparing myself to others. One of the things that strikes me when I hear the confessions of teenagers is they'll often say to me, I've lied. And then I'll say, well, what have you lied about? And they'll say, I've lied to my friends. And I say, do you lie to your friends because you tell them things about yourself to make you look better? And they say, yeah, I do. And then I ask, so how does that make you feel? Not happy. You see, the problem is, if level two happiness, that ego comparison, is as far as we get, we'll never be happy. So what's the third level of happiness? It's called contributive happiness, where you truly seek to contribute to the well-being and the good of others. Now, says Aristotle, now, says Plato, you're getting somewhere. Because you see, when you're learning to live this way, in contributing to the welfare of others, you stop comparing yourself. You stop being preoccupied with what I am going to get. And what's the fourth level of happiness? Transcendent happiness. Where what we value the most is the good, the true, the beautiful, the just. And we long for our true home, which is heaven. Now remember our psalm, happy. First word of the Psalter. Happy is the man who does not walk, stand, or sit, we could say, with those who are just focused on levels one and two happiness. That was the rich man's problem, wasn't it? He ate sumptuously every day. He wore purple. Oops, so am I. But here's the point about this purple. Yes, of course, purple is a color of royalty. But when a priest wears purple, it's to remind him and you that we are part of the family of King Jesus, the one who is true royalty. But the thing about King Jesus, where he's so different than every other king, most other kings are only worried about level one and two happiness. But King Jesus is concerned about level three and level four happiness. How are we contributing to others? And how are we seeking in our lives to desire the transcendent? And that's why we wear purple during Lent. Remind us of our true identity, to remind us of our true family. And it is not with the rich man. Because you see, here's the thing. At the end of the day, if you have invested your whole life in levels one and two happiness, you'll die and end up in that place of torment. Because what is that place of torment? How could we describe hell, where people are always comparing themselves to the other guy, to the other gal, and they are never satisfied? In hell, people are going to continue to want to get ahead. In hell, people are going to be consumed with what I want. But what is heaven? Heaven is all about level 3 and level 4 happiness. We will be at home. We will be with God. And what else do we say in the creed? I believe in the communion of the saints. What's that all about? That's all about contributing to the welfare of the other. So our readings today are so vitally important. And although this coronavirus is very unsettling and nerve-wracking for us all, could part of the fruit be from it that it can awake us to realize that we have to stop being consumed with levels 1 and 2 happiness, that there has to be a greater concern and care that we have one for another, that we can't just think about ourselves. So although I wish it had never come, and although I'm anxious by it, I'm also praying that it will be an opportunity for us as the church to embody in our life ever more fully what we heard in that first reading from Jeremiah and the Psalm. In a season of drought, we're not fearful because the Lord is our trust. And when we make the Lord our trust, then we recognize ever more fully that it is only that which lasts that can make us truly happy. So let me conclude by reminding you that the Catholic Church understands the vitality and the importance of level 3 happiness. That's why we have what are called the 7 corporal acts of mercy. To feed the hungry, to house the homeless, to give water to the thirsty, to clothe the naked, visit the sick, to visit those who are shut in or imprisoned, and to bury the dead. See how beautiful this is? How simple? Those are 7 ways in which we can attain contributive happiness, level 3 happiness. And the more we discover what we're made for, the more we'll realize that this is not our home, and this world can never ultimately satisfy us. Because as Plato and Aristotle said, who lived before Jesus, our only true home beyond this world. And those who truly understand that truth will find what the psalmist says at the beginning of the Psalter. Happy is the man, happy is the woman who meditates on the law of God and trusts.